Brian.
What's going on?
Brian, I didn't see you there.
I know, I walked right past.
Congratulations.
His royalty does.
Brian, we're going to pledge.
Sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors special meeting, November the 10th, 2022. There isn't any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
None either. Okay, we shall move on for this discussion and vote. It's a request for administrative recount for the absentee ballots counted for the general election held November the 8th, 2022. And by the auditor's office. Do we have any public input in on this? Okay, we will give 2 minutes to the public to call in if they are listening on our webpage. They can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or they can email board@dmcounty.com. board@dmcounty.com.
I got a letter in there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read that letter.
Okay, while we're waiting on that, we got a letter here. It says, "The Board of Supervisors says I'm requesting an administrative recount of the absentee ballots counted for the November the 8th, 2022 general election. The recount is being requested due to a cession error when exporting and uploading absentee cessions into the election tally computer software. It appears cessions that were exported may not have been the correct cessions. Two cessions conducted on the election tally laptop uploaded into the software, but the results did not show in the final tally. Out of 4,431 absentee ballots received and counted, only 3,600 were showing in the election results tally. Your approval of an administrative recount would be greatly appreciated in keeping the integrity of elections for the public and the candidates. Thank you. Cordially, Terry Johnson, County Auditor." So.
And the second page is just like a petition type thing, because I can either do a letter or a petition, and one of the other auditors that had done administrative recount just sent me some of her information, so that's just kind of an attachment with it.
Okay.
But we just want to make sure that we are only working with the absentee, and that's what we will upload into the new session. And then once that is verified and approved, then we will import the actual precinct numbers into that. So then that way we can get a final unofficial.
Final unofficial.
Final unofficial.
It's not official until they bring it to the board again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the board has to canvass this. We approve the numbers, so they're never official for, till the board approves that.
And then we'll have to get a special absentee board together Monday morning, because we had another military overseas come in today, and we have some provisional ballots to look at. And I think that's about it. We've got a few of those to look at. But this board today cannot do that part, so. And then next Wednesday is when we have our official post-election audit. That's where the Secretary of State chooses. They do like a little random relay type thing, and they pull out which number, and our precinct 8 is, will be audited. So. And there was a large turnout at a lot of the precincts, very large.
Heard there was a little bit of waiting at a couple of them, so.
Yeah.
I went early enough, I didn't.
Yeah. I didn't hear of anybody being impatient, so.
Which is always good.
I was your patient group.
Most of them.
On the whole.
Most of them.
Okay, the 2 minutes are up. Nobody emailed, nobody called, so.
Make a motion to grant the request for the administrative recount.
Second that.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And then that's, I got formal written documentation. Go ahead.
Right here?
Yes, yeah.
Just, if anybody's listening, the recount's going to start at 12 o'clock. So for anybody's information, it will be 12 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I guess we didn't bring an approval stamp in, did we?
I went to grab them and then.
We gotta take care of that.
Well, I'll just go and get him a stamp anyway.
That's my fault, I walked back through here to grab them and I started talking to Jim.
It's your fault, Sarah, I just want that document.
It's recorded.
Okay, with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That is probably the shortest supervisor meeting that you'll ever see.
You guys are really efficient.
Well, November the 10th, there's received, you can put that on those of you down.
Area for 3 weeks. So how do you even know?
Just yep, receive on both of those.
Yeah.
She lives in her grandparents' house up on.
That's.
Okay.
That's.
Oh, sure.
Email it final.
What church, is it your church?
Official tally.
Well, it's not mine, but yeah, it's a Pleasant Cove church. I'm gonna email.
Oh, yeah.
Write that little.
Sure.
We'll see how it goes today.
But yeah, we still got you on. We've got perpetual prayers up there, so I just want to know you got some people thinking about you. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, I was heading to go grab those when Jim started talking to me.
Yeah, I've seen you a lot.
Well, you know, I try not to be seen.
Spit around people's eyes that way.
Yes.